From the hills of La Jolla to my dear friends, very warm greetings. We join hands once more across the eternal, and today we are on a very special mission. We've all been seeking the robe, just as many others have all over the world. And now we find that seeking the robe is not enough. We must be willing to wear the robe. We must be willing to discard the old gray garments of mortality in order to put on the pure white robe of spirit. We must be willing to be more than just a man or a woman learning about spirit. We must be that very spirit. Now, there are certain facts we must face. And if we try, as many of us do, to bend the facts to us, we're simply going to defeat our own purpose. Rather, we must learn to bend to the facts. They will not change. And if we bend to the facts, we are the meek who inherit the earth. Our purpose on earth and in this spiritual work has always been the same. It is to awaken from a dream that we all move in and live in a world that God did not create, in a time stream and a life stream and a space stream that is without divine guidance. We are called upon to release ourselves from the ego rhythm of self-love, to surrender this false sense of human life to our invisible friend, the one Christ Self. We are to become servants of the Most High. Now, in only four lessons from La Jolla, we have learned to lift our vision, to discipline ourselves to a daily rebirth into a consciousness of the ever-present invisible spirit, to come out of this karmic life stream, this material self, this sleep, to learn to accept only our own spiritual identity and the spiritual identity of our neighbor. And today, we want to extend this self-conception, this self-birth, into higher realms. We want to touch the infinite, the eternal, where there is a total independence from every human limitation. The kingdom of grace. Now, to do this, we've got to establish a new principle today, maybe more than one. And the first one I'd like to call to your attention is a word which is not in the Bible that way, but is in the Bible many ways. And that word is indivisible. In the Bible, you see it as whole or the fullness of the times. But that doesn't quite say to you what you have to know. What you have to know is that you are indivisible. And so there's a net you're being called upon to leave right now. And that net you must leave is your belief that you can never be separated from the infinite spirit. Now catch that. The infinite spirit is your name. The infinite spirit is never divided from itself. You are that indivisible spirit now. that principle applied to daily living can transcend time and space. To wear the robe, we must all learn to identify and live as the indivisible spirit. Today, this is our mission. Now, Paul tells us to awake, but his words are very special, too. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. Christ will give thee light. Now, in our human sleep, we all move as bodies that are separated from each other, as bodies that are in time separated from our previous bodies, bodies that will be separated from our future bodies. You are there, I am here. Your neighbor is separated from you by space. Between all human bodies, we find space and time. Now, this is division, and this is sleeping. But Paul isn't content to let us call it sleeping. Paul says, this is living among the dead. Now we find in Ephesians 4:6, Paul also speaks here of one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. You see this indivisibility he is suggesting? One God are above all, in all, and through all. Indivisible self is what he is bringing to our attention. Now in Deuteronomy 4:35, here Moses tells us, know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him. That's the story about the one indivisible God, and there is none else beside him. That's the story of your indivisible spiritual self. Isaiah repeats the message. 44:6. Thus saith the Lord, I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. There is no spirit beside the first and the last, the indivisible self. So then you have biblical authority for the fact that you are indivisible spirit, and beside you there is none else. The message is, God is one. That God, that spirit, that one being, which alone walks the universe, can never be divided. That one being is all there is. And when we learn that in that allness called God, we live, move, and have our own being, we learn that we are that one. I and the Father are that one spirit, indivisible. We are the one that cannot be divided. Now, this is awakening. This is refusing to divide, refusing to pierce the Christ, refusing to believe in a separated image and likeness of God. When you accept it in consciousness, you're out of the fractions, out of the finite, out of the separated divisions. You're out of the realm of no power, no spiritual grace, no perfection. You're in the kingdom of God where the indivisible spirit is functioning in full strength. Now, this is the seamless robe, indivisibility. The Son of God never divides, the life of God into separate lives. We wear the one garment of indivisible life. You, Christ, are the indivisible Son. And we hear the voice of John saying, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Spirit is indivisible. To worship God, you must worship as his own indivisible spirit. And now you can see that unless you do this, you are putting boundaries around God. You are saying spirit has a limitation. Spirit begins here and ends there. There are no boundaries around God. God is unlimited. But God is your spirit. You, by virtue of being the indivisible spirit of God, must accept that you have no boundaries in space or time. You are without limitations, without walls, without barriers, without boundaries. As the invisible one, you transcend the false concepts of the mind of man, the conditioned beliefs of the five material senses. You transcend the belief in separation from the one. You step out of the sleep of mortality, of death, out of the dream about evils, about lacks and limitations, out of the dream about world events that are not taking place in the reality of the indivisible one. Where are you now? If you are indivisible, can you be living in finite space? Are you ready to wear that robe of invisibility? Then right now, accept the invisible Christ. In your room, I am invisible. Living, being, the living Spirit of God. Do you trust me to be there? Do you know that I am ever there, awaiting your recognition? Now drop all mortal sense. Let go. Let go of the false you that walks in the image called form. Wear the robe of the invisible Christ. Be still. I go unto the Father. I take you into the kingdom. I perform and perfect. I already wear the robe of Christ. I, the spirit of your being, take you into that kingdom where the perfection of God is ever present. Here and now. Trust me. Live in me and as me. There is nothing for you to do. I am the indivisible one. I am everywhere now. The moment you have accepted my presence where you stand, you are the indivisible one who walks in the kingdom of God. Be still. So many want to feel the Christ. There's nothing to feel. You are the Christ. You are the one. Surrender your human intelligence. Surrender your sensations. Be the indivisible, universal one. with confidence, with joy. Rest in being the one. You see, the child of God is never contained in space. But all space is in the child of God. The entire outer world happens only within you. You are never in the world. You are indivisible. You are never in space. You are never finite. You see, you have never been a mere finite human being. Are you ready to wear the full robe, all of it, to know exactly who you are? You are not a person. You are the universe. You have always been the universe. You have been sleeping as a person. God is the universe. Son, all that I have is thine. We are the universe. Is not God infinite? Is not the child of God infinite? If you are indivisible, you must be the universe now. I, Christ, says, I and the Father are one. One life. One universe. One being. One immortal self. One perfect self forever. Because I am that Christ, all this I am, now and forever. You are wearing the robe of truth, the robe of spirit, the universal robe. All space is an imitation of your universal self. Wherever you look, the hills and the valleys are imitating your indivisible, invisible self. The ocean and the mountain imitates your indivisible self. The objects in the sky are imitating your invisible self. Water, air, fire, and earth, the elements, are imitating your invisible self. You are the indivisible universe. Nevertheless, that is your robe. That is your identity. That is Christ. You see why today we must learn that we are indivisible? For that is the only way we can be whole beings. Now we are resting. Be. We are not sleeping. We are be. We are not drifting. We are not floating. We are not mortals. We are not separated. We are not neighbors. We are the one indivisible self. Let that be your invisible robe wherever you go. Hear the voice of the Spirit assuring you that this is the truth. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. That city mentioned in Revelation is the city of your own being, the city of reality, the city that is called My Kingdom. And the gates are Christ consciousness, which never divides the Father's garment, never makes separate lines, always knows itself as the only, the one, the indivisible self. All false appearances in this world are to be greeted by the knowledge that I am the indivisible self behind every space appearance, behind every world event. You might compare this to your own development as a child, as a newborn infant. You didn't get right up and walk. You became aware of your toes, of your arms, of your body, through daily awareness of these appendages. You became able to use them. But there was a place where you stopped. You thought you knew all you had to know. You knew you had 10 toes and 10 fingers. What more did you have to learn? Or maybe somewhere you took a course in biology and found out what was inside this physical frame. And you looked at X-ray charts and saw other things that the naked eye could not have seen otherwise. But somewhere along the line we said, well, I know it all now. And we were wrong. As the child becomes aware of its toes, we as spiritual children now become aware of our universal self. We step out of this pattern of physicality into that vertical knowing. We step right off the evolutionary stream of man into vertical living. We step out of this momentum of physical phenomena. We step out of the visible stampede of the atom world, of the senses. We move up vertically into indivisibility. As a child, you learn of your toes. Now you learn that your toes are in Africa. Your toes are on the moon. Your toes are on every planet. Every planet is your toe. Those are your 10 toes. And there's more beyond. It's all you. And I must say this 100 times. It's all you. Behind every planet, behind every star, behind every galaxy, behind every ocean, is you. You are an indivisible, infinite being, and all space is a lie. Space has no existence in God. Space has no existence in the one indivisible spirit. The space is not there. The objects in space are not there. You are. Suppose when you were a child, you only thought of yourself as having one arm. And every day you washed the one arm. You dressed the one arm. You forgot about the other arm. You completely neglected it. What do you think would happen to that arm eventually? You'd lose it. It would become infected or hurt or some way. It would not function as it should, because if you didn't know it was yours, you wouldn't even use it. It would just lie there inertly. What do you think happens to your universal self when all you do is live in a little form called body? Could you neglect your arm and your toes and the rest of your form and just concentrate on one little part of your body? But you have a universal body, and you must live in it. You must explore it. You must use it. You must let it function. Indivisibility, as a universal being, is becoming aware of your universal body. You must live in that universal body daily and consciously. How can you do it? Well, first you must make up your mind that you're going to do it. You are going to live in your universal body. You're going to rise above the evidence of the senses. You're going to rise above your experiences of the past, above your conditioning. You're going to look past the form. You're going to look past material things and the motion of material things. You're going to accept your life everywhere, universal, now. There is no place where God is not. There is no place where you are not. You are an indivisible universe of spirit. Your life is intelligent everywhere. Your life is active everywhere. Your life is fulfilling itself everywhere. Your life has no opposite and no opposition anywhere. Your life, where Africa seems to be, is the one indivisible life connected with itself throughout all the six continents and all the galaxies. Your life is there, and it has no opposition, because only your spirit is there. And you can take any place in this world and know that you are there now, and only you are there now. Only your one indivisible being is there, and its name is God. Spirit. And nothing else is there. The allness of spirit, the allness of God, and the indivisibility of that allness are one and the same. Today, tomorrow, the next day, in every transaction of your life while you walk this earth, only your indivisible self will be present. There will never be another self present, no matter what you do, and no matter how many disguises the false selves wear. Mother, father, sister, brother, are all your invisible, indivisible self. There is no other, and each of us is that same indivisible self. Only the action of your indivisible self is present everywhere up and down this universe. You are it. There is no life anywhere other than your life. There is no life that can attack you or hurt you or in any way harm you. If you are in the consciousness of your one indivisible self everywhere, one divine action in this spiritual consciousness, you govern all the action of your life. You are the only self on earth. Your robe is infinite. Where are you going today? Your self is there. Everywhere you ever go, as long as you walk the earth, your self is already there. In spirit, we move and live and have our being. In every nation, every planet, your self is now indivisible. You are the invisible reality behind the visible world. This is the truth. And it will set you free. If you let this truth live in your consciousness, it will perform the mighty works. We are still now. We are the one, being the one, living in and as the one. And beside me, there is no other. I want you now to pretend that you are living in a sheet of paper. Or you are a bacteria or some object that can live in a sheet of paper. And while you're living in that single sheet of paper, some force that you do not see thrusts a fork through the paper. And here come four prongs through that paper. You are in the paper. And the only place you can see these four prongs is where they come through the paper. You can't see where they're going. You can't see where they came from. You just see four points coming through the paper in which you live. And of course, you do not see these four points as one, but as four. To you, they are definitely separated. You have no way of knowing that these four points of the fork are connected. To you, they are divisions. So it is with us. You look out and you see separate bodies, people. They are like the prongs of the fork coming through the sheet of paper. If you could follow each body into the invisible, you would see that all bodies are the one indivisible spirit. All bodies are the one infinite universe in the invisible. And when you knew this in your consciousness, you would experience your whole self. No more would you have separate neighbors. No longer would you favor one arm and neglect the other arm. No longer would you favor your physical form and neglect your universal self, your whole being. You see, that's what we're doing every day. We're favoring the finite, the visible experiences, and we're overlooking the universal being, the one invisible self. This is just as silly as trying to get fruit from a tree that isn't there. Without the tree to grow the fruit, we would become barren. And that is how we become simply walking effects in this world. We're not on the tree of the one indivisible self in our consciousness. So we're separated from cause. This is the basic division of the human race which causes the suffering and the death that we all know. And that's what Paul was calling the sleep, living among the dead, not being connected to the tree of life, the one indivisible self. Fruits without branches are impossible. The image and likeness of God never was a physical form. It never was a finite fraction. You never were an aging body. You never were doomed to a paltry 70 or 80 years on this earth. You never were drifting in space, and you never were waiting for handouts. Now then, this is so difficult, but please see that because there is only one being, you must be that being. All the forms you are looking at must be that being invisible. must practice the knowledge that you are the only inhabitant of this earth. There are not two or three or 4 billion. There is only yourself. Please don't think you have an enemy anywhere, for you are not an enemy of yourself. Harmony is functioning everywhere in yourself now. You don't have to make it so. You merely have to know it is so. No power, says Joel. Why? Because you need no power when you are in your one self. Wear that robe. I am the invisible inhabitant of the universe, and beside me there is no other. Every pair of eyes you see are hiding your own invisible self. Know it. Consciously. Hold it uppermost in your awareness as you walk this earth in the form called body. Perhaps we are to some degree awakening now to the fullness of the Godhead, the fullness of Christ, the fullness of the times. Perhaps to some degree we are dissolving our mortal bodies in this cosmic space. And we are unifying all visible space on the land, the sea, and the air into one invisible, spaceless body, an indivisible, indestructible, everywhere self-body, transcending all of the non-existent boundaries of time and space that we have accepted before we became aware of the seamless realm of being. That seamless robe, I am. We should not now be existing simply as a body of form. We should not be making this local area where the form walks the site and the foundation of our life. We should not be entertaining a three-dimensional concept of ourself. We should be stretching out our consciousness, including all space, all time, as my invisible life now. I am the infinite sun without boundaries. I am a whole being, the fullness of the Christ. I am the whole image and likeness of eternal spirit. I am a father of one. There are three simple words that Christ said to his disciples: repent or perish. Whether you know it or not, the inner master has been telling you the same thing. Repent or perish. And that means, unless you stop being one of those ever-perishing mortals who is an insult to the perfect divine being, you're really committing suicide. You're making new karma every minute that you're not the one indivisible self. You're tearing the name of God into shreds. You're surrendering your total divine inheritance. Instead of being a child of spirit, you're a child of karma. So your assignment this month must be: accept yourself as the universe, the individual spiritual being which alone inhabits this universe, which fills all space without division, never divided, never separated, always one infinite spirit without beginning, without end. Erase those birthmarks. Erase that death mark. Erase that parenthesis. We're stepping out of the parenthesis. We are not a parenthesis in eternity anymore. We are eternity itself. This is our adventure in eternity as eternity. When that becomes your conscious meditation this month, many times, you'll discover those invisible toes you didn't know you had. You'll discover your presence in places you didn't know you were. You won't be a student studying spirit. You will discover spirit I am. But I'd like you to do something else. Please try to make your indivisible self your consciousness throughout every day. Why? Because we don't want you wandering through this world like someone with amnesia who doesn't know yourself. What can you perform in a day when you're not you? Another 24-hour sleep, another mirage, another succession of failures or false successes. Wear the robe. It's your robe to wear. Throughout your day, be aware. I am the indivisible being of this universe. That becomes your conscious inner hymn to God. Your conscious acceptance of the perfection of your own divine presence. Isn't this sowing to spirit? Isn't this acknowledging spirit in all your ways? Isn't this praying without ceasing? And the reward will be the expression of God in you as you, as a perpetuating state of grace. Now that's your assignment for this month. You're going to like it so well that you're going to make it your assignment for a lifetime. For we're not talking about a changing state of consciousness. We're talking about your permanent consciousness as the indivisible one. And you can stay with that throughout the day as frequently as you wish. You can bring it into your world of things, into visible events, until it's as if you had discovered a new source of oxygen, a new way to breathe, indivisibility. Everywhere I go, I am. Before I get there, have found the tree of life, your own being. Hold on to it. Treasure it. Live in it. Be it. Don't lose it again. Awake thou that sleepest from division, from separation, from the many, from the dead. And the indivisible self, Christ, will give thee light, eternal light. Light that is always light. Light that lights your path forever as you walk in the kingdom of light. Wherever you accept your one indivisible being as the spirit of the universe without opposite. I don't know if we have any more room on this tape at this point or not, and I'm afraid to look. I don't want to leave the one indivisible self at this point. I want to dwell there, with you, in you, as you, knowing you as you are. Be sharing, loving, seeing through one eye. As if we were breathing out of the same apparatus. For we are that one. And we will know every one on this earth as that one. When the robe is firmly fixed upon our shoulders. Whenever you see a neighbor, throw the robe over his shoulders. Claim it, know it, trust it. It is yourself. It will smile back at you. Throw it over your business. It is yourself. It will give you back the robe that you give it. Wherever you place the robe, it will come back to you as your robe. In any circumstance on this earth where you place the robe, it will perform as the robe of spirit. It will dissolve the false physical image into cosmic space. It is a robe of magic because it is a robe of truth. Don't put any seams in it. Don't patch it. Bestow the invisible robe to every friend and enemy you meet. It is yourself. Let us pause . And I have another surprise for you. There is even more to our indivisible self than we have yet touched in this part of the lesson. I'll see you ever so soon.